Hi, everybody. Well, today is Saturday, and it's January 4th, 2014. Maybe some key numbers there, and we'll do some clearing on that in a little bit here. So tonight we'll have our Lightship birthday party for people born in January, and we'll first energize the light beam. So just please bring up the light beam on your monitor screen, and you can always go to the Creation Lightship website, if you can't find it on BBS there, or you're listening somewhere else, just go there, and it's on the top right. Bring up the light beam. Here we go, energizing it to bring in peace into where you are and yourself. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There, that should make you feel a little peaceful. And then we'll clear the date here. So we'll clear the January 4th. So I'll just count to 5 to do that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 2014. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And since we're in January, maybe you're feeling kind of anxious after the last few weeks. Maybe this is your first weekend kind of off, but you're still wound up. So we'll get rid of some anxiety that you could have. And this is your anxiety, invisible, energetic body. And maybe we have all these invisible bodies around us to protect our physical body from being destroyed by the darkness, which is mind energy of people thinking and connecting to darkness. Remember, everybody does energetic cordings on people, which is psychic attacks. Even though you may think that it may be good for somebody to send them love energy, when you do so, then they're getting some kind of energy from you that you think is love. And is that love energy the same love that they believe love is? So I would assume that if anybody thinks of love, and you had maybe a really great relationship, it might mean something to you much more differently than somebody who had a bad relationship in love. So that's why you don't want to send anybody any energy. Just the word itself also is a trigger word that could be used as a keyword to connect you to the aliens, too. So anyway, just clear anxiety, your anxiety body, which is invisible, and causing collecting all your stuff. So here we go. I'll count to 10 to release the energies from it. What you're thinking about right now as far as anxieties. So here we go. One anxiety. So clearing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll do it one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so this should give you like a fresh start here. And that's what we're doing now, is trying to figure out and to help you out with having a fresh start for the year of 2014. That's why we're having our special call tomorrow to also help you out for the energies for the year. So I'll turn it over to Kathy here. So, Kathy, are you out there?
Hi. Hi, Ron. Hello, everyone. Yes, I'm out here. Ron, I really felt those numbers being cleared. Today is January 4th, 2014, as you said, and I could really feel the energy behind that dissipating. And I know we can also clear those numbers on a natal barcode removal, because as you've explained before, those numbers are tracking devices. They all have an energy behind them, and they're used to find and detect us and do different kinds of tricks to us. So it's good to clear that on the natal barcode removal every day, the date, and also the trigger words like you just mentioned, love. And thank you so much, too, for that anxiety body clearing, which will be helpful, I think, in enabling us to relax a little during the program tonight and to prepare for the phone conference call tomorrow, which is about bringing in the new year energies, and that will be quite delightful. I've experienced it twice myself, and I've heard from many of the listeners and who participated before on your archives from other radio programs saying that they really liked it. It was a chance for them to feel some deep peace, to create some wonderful kinds of experiences for the coming year, to give them something to look forward to connect with their spirit especially, and to let the energies of the source energy run through their spirit to help heal their body. So many amazing things. So perhaps we can talk about a little bit more about that later tonight, Ron, after we go to the Creation Lightship, which is what we do on Saturday nights. And tonight is Saturday Night Live on the Live Ship, BBS Radio Station 2. And the moderator is posting, she'll be posting a little bit of instruction. What we do is we request one healing while we're on the light ship with Ron. We get treated to live healings. And Ron is our ambassador, and he guides us through the various healing areas where light beings tend to our physical well-being. So it's really a fantastic way to get some healing done and to clear out more of the energies that we've brought with us throughout the week, or maybe even left over from last year. And then we can have that fresh start that you just mentioned, Ron, for the call next, the call tomorrow, which will be at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. And it's for 4 hours. So we'll have a very good time with Ron. If you haven't pre-registered, there's still time. You can go to creationlightship.com and register. Go to the weekly special events, and you'll find a menu there. And you can click on that New Year's call option, and you'll be sent a page where you can order it through PayPal online, and then you'll get an automatic receipt with the conference call numbers, and it's $20. So if you want to get on board the call, you still can. There's time. Okay, so Ron, since we talked about some of the clearings and the natal barcode clearing, can you maybe we talk about some things that we can also do to prepare for the call tomorrow, the New Year's energy call? And can you also explain a little bit more about it, since it is going to be tomorrow and we'll have some time just tonight to get things ready?
Boy, yeah, I would say probably you want to get on the proper timeline and get your water ready, you know, and you may even want to possibly go on and get some water for tonight to drink and tomorrow, so that you're able to, you know, be energized for the call. And also, tomorrow we're doing 7 containers of water for you during the call, which will last you for a week. You drink one water container for each day. What you can do is, you just want to, I'd get off the timelines if you have some time to do this. I know it's late at night, but you want to get onto the now timeline. We'll put you there tomorrow, but you may be able to see maybe issues that you're dealing with, and you might be able to find a clearing that could help you. I would definitely do the pre-clearings online, you know, if you're listening, you know, even since it's starting at 1 o'clock my time, if you're back east, that's 4 o'clock. So you could probably do a lot of clearings just to kind of clear the energy away from you and everything else, so that you can be a little more peaceful during the call. Other than that, you know, you probably have all done the emotional clearing, and that's definitely one of the big ones, that and the fear clearing and the mental body clearing. So those three are always good to do. Or if you have the unlimited version, you know, go in there and just, you know, clear the day off of you. But it'll be a fun call. And, you know, you want to be probably, you know, be able to, well, what I'm trying to say is if you are filled full of emotions and stuff, you may not be able to sense the energies as well. That's why I'm saying, you know, that so if you have done those clearings before, then you have the unlimited version of that, then, you know, to do that before the call so you can be a little more in tune with the energies. Other than that, it'll still work for you, but this is for you to have your own special time to actually sense what's coming in. And then you can match up maybe your particular affirmations that you have or what you may want to, you know, do next year or this year, actually, you know, in the process. So that's what it's for, is to kind of give you a heads up of what's happening. And people do contact me off and on, and they'll say, yeah, Ron, during this month here, you know, when we did it last year, I felt so-and-so energies coming in for that month. And, yeah, it matched it up pretty closely. And I was able to sort of plan my life a little bit around that. What I will say, though, is that since the light's always in the now, it may not always be 100% correct. So I do have to tell you that. So we're not necessarily trying to program you on what's going to be happening. It's going to give you a basic heads up of what is in store for what the Earth Spirit is planning to be doing next year. And that could still be changeable. So I don't want to say that this is going to be definitely in stone of what's happening. But, you know, it's been very pretty much accurate since we started doing this probably maybe 6 years ago, I guess, or longer. So back to you, Kathy.
So you're saying in order to really be ready for tomorrow's call, and even also just to be ready for the new year, you suggest doing the free clearings that are on your website to help release more of those blockages that we have so we can be more open to receiving the spirit energy that's coming from coming from you through source energy, correct? Over the teleconference, is that how it works?
Yes, yeah, that's correct. Yeah, and what I would say for everybody to do is, if you have the time, is to go in and maybe once a month, at least do that 2,000 year of darkness barcode clearing, because you could have more stuff appearing, showing up as you, in a sense, release issues from you, which is what the clearings do, and then another one could pop up because somebody that's physical here could activate something in you, and you could be having another round of stuff. So I would do that 2,000-year darkness barcode clearing at least once a month. That's what I would highly recommend doing. So if you do have time, I know it's quite lengthy. Maybe you only go back, you know, throughout part of it. You know, maybe just the last 2,000 years, and that might clean you up pretty well. So back to you, Kathy.
That sounds like a good suggestion, the 2,000 Year of Darkness barcode. Then there's the other ones, the satellite timeline crash, which helps disconnect our radio frequency, let's call it, ability to be tracked and located by the aliens. Makes it a little bit harder for them to find us and mess with us. I use that every day. So also, Ron, should we have a light being up during the call, or is the light being we have on our monitors enough?
Yeah, it should be enough. I would bring the light being up regardless, just to have it up. Whatever size you have is fine. The larger, the better. It'll give you maybe a little more energy. Not that you may need more, but it will have more as you get a larger light being. So, you know, if you're on your computer and you need to do computer work, then just a small image would work fine, but if you're not doing anything, then bring up the full screen one. That's what I would do. So, do we have anything that people, I asked for people to maybe send in information about, or how they felt anyway, from the last night's show on BBS with the Earth Spirit that was here prior to the one that we have now. Do we have anything that people have commented on or anything in the chat, how they felt?
Well, everyone, Ron's asking for how you felt. So
we don't have anything.
Go ahead and type it in now. Evening. Don't be shy.
Oh, man.
I think last night everyone felt so good that, you know, they just left. They just floated off.
I
know I did.
And what people have stated was that they felt really energized and just felt, you know, like they're more free of stuff. I'd like to know if anybody out there maybe was being bothered by some kind of physical situation or problem, and just maybe it went away. I'd be curious on that.
There's one here from Nikki, Ron.
Okay,
Nikki. Nikki, who was on the call last night and instigated this, she's right here. Hi, Ron. I don't have to look around, hoping I can find an improvement in my health this morning. Find an improvement in my health this morning. It is here already. So she was thanking you so much for last night's call.
That's great.
And, yeah. So, Very good. Okay. Well, I know some people had typed on there that they really felt wonderful about it, and it was just they could feel it in various parts of their body. Their legs felt heavy. Then some people said they felt lighter. some people said they could feel it in their face, and they just felt more peaceful within. They could feel it in their muscles. Oh, wow, that's pretty good. So that'll be a nice thing. We had that Friday night, and then Sunday we're going to have the New Year's 12 energies coming through. So we're getting very spiritually heavy here. It's very, very peaceful feeling. And it's really great to be able to clear out the emotional baggage and try to be in a place of peace, get off those timelines that are our situations that cause us, you know, so much suffering. And some people said that last year they made a list of things they wanted to affirm for the year. So while we're feeling the energies, we can start to work on our what we'd like to manifest for the year. We can take advantage of that. When spirit comes to us and we receive it and it fills our body, we can manifest things. We can have our, you know, our heart's desire. So it's very good to get off those timelines and get more connected to source energy and release those blockages. Another good thing to do to release those blockages is the Be Here Now clearing right before we do the we get on the call, the free clearing, the Be Here and Now. That will put us in the now moment. Like Ron said, we want to be on the present now timeline. So that's a good suggestion, the Be Here Now clearing. So, Ron, some people are wondering about the energies. Are they similar to the energies they already feel when they do the online clearings?
Probably not. These will be active energies, okay? When you do a clearing, you're having stuff being released from you to put you into peace. So the plow tomorrow should be very active, and you should be able to feel the manifestation energies from the earth spirit of what it's choosing to bring in for next year. So it'll be an active energy versus a passive energy. Because when you do the clearings, you're normally not jumping up and down, you know, talking about how great the clearing was, because when you get done with the clearing, normally you're in so much peace that you don't want to revisit your past, and it's very hard to because the clearings take it away. So the call tomorrow will be more of the active end of what's coming in as far as manifestations. That's why you can match up your own particular manifestation. We call it like planting your seeds of intention, and then you can match up what you have on your piece of paper. You may have 12 of those, maybe even more. And, you know, as you have that, then mark down next to it about what month you think would be good for you to act upon what you are planning to be doing. So I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Kathy.
Okay. Well, the audience has had some chance then to type in some comments. You asked about what people were feeling last night after the Earth Spirit all night and today too. Okay, Janice says it was amazing last night. It relived a past life. She felt a sword in her back and a betrayal issue came up. But she said she's looking much younger this morning. Good, Janice. Let's see. Barbara says, I do feel much better in my body. It was very special. And she's much more aware of others. Larry's comment, my distraction went away. His awareness increased 100%. RV says, he had a nightmare last night, then felt heat circulation in his chest area. So people did feel it.
Did anybody feel the energy leave today at 10 a.m.? So I'll ask that. We'll see what we get on the fast chat. How it felt. Was it a gentle release of the energy? Or was it like dropping off of a cliff, you know? I'm just kind of curious of how, you know, people felt as the energies went away. And it's very possible some of you were like, uh-oh, it's 9:59, I want to stay here. And a child now.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was. Better enjoy it while I can. Notice it while I can. Every last minute. Larry also says he felt very peaceful. It was a subtle energy.
Great. That's the way it should be.
Yeah, good. Yeah, that's really great. Donna says, as soon as you mentioned the other Earth spirit, I fell asleep until the end of the show. Oh, that must have been nice. So this peaceful feeling does make us fall asleep. So, you know, it's just the way it goes. Then you miss the rest of the program. But part of you still is in peace,
nuts.
So that's
yeah.
important.
And you missed the dog tap dancing and the monkey playing his little organ. Boy, you missed a lot.
Oh, it's funny. Well, I do see that in anticipation of going to the light ship, Ron, there are some birthdays this month that people are noting of their birthday on the fast chat. And so I'll be sure to remind you to have a birthday party when we go. And it's a little bit close to half past the hour, Ron. Did you want to go to the Creation Light Ship within a few minutes?
Yeah, we could. So I'll take about maybe six requests from people on the fast chat, if you'd like to do that. And if you can't get on the fast chat and you want to do a request, send it over to CLS Questions, and we'll check that out before we come back.
Okay.
So here we go. Let's go to the light ship, and we're going to have our birthday party tonight. So here we go. In fact, I'm going to try something. I haven't done this before that I can think of. So typically, after conception, you know, that's your birthday, you know, 9 months later, correct? I'll always say yes there, you know, we know that. So you were actually conceived, the fourth month or the third month? Maybe the third month? Hypothetically, does that sound correct to you, Kathy?
I really don't know, Ron.
I think you're probably conceived in March. We'll see if we can get that from people. So you're actually, you know, connected to the March in energy, even though your birthday is in January. So for all you out there who are math majors, let me know if that's correct to you, because I'm just going back 9 months, and I think that's correct. So what I'll do before we go to the light ship is I'll clear that month, and, you know, we'll see what happens if that tends to change the way you feel. So we'll see what we get back there. So I'll wait a little bit to see if we get anything. So it is typically 9 months. I guess for most humans it would be. We'll see. What do you get, Kathy? Anybody typing in up there about when they were?
Take a quick
conceived?
Look. Okay. Does anyone have any ideas? Any math majors want to help Ron out here? Since I myself don't know, but I was told that I was conceived on Halloween. So I'd be glad to clear out that date.
Oh, what were their costumes?
Must have been a party, all right. So far on the fast chat, I haven't really seen anything, but people are putting some suggestions here for the light, creation light ship visit.
Well, they don't know.
Oh, David put here 4th month. David put 4th month, Ron.
Okay,
thank you, David.
Okay, so let's clear out the 4th month then, although because we are in the first part, so it could be, maybe 3 months or four months, unless you're a premature baby, but we'll just clear out when you were conceived. Let's just start it that way, okay? So whatever month that was, because if you were premature, then it could have been the 5th month or 6 months. So anyway, here we go. So let's clean that out. So everybody, you're going to connect to your conception right now, and we're going to clear out the stuff that was brought to you from your parents. I can't get everything out of you, but we'll see what we can do here. So here we go. I'll count to 10 and just see if your body changes at all. So 1, 2, it's heavy, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So I don't know, just see how you feel with that. We do have a special clearing, which is the fetus clearing. I forgot what it's called. Fetus.
Is it something. Spirit fetus?
Yeah, something like that. What it does is it allows
spirit
you to
fetus.
Go back in your with your physical energy as far as your body energy and then also your spirit energy so you can bring forth more talents either way to help you out. So that's what that clearing is. I think it's like your spirit light infusion or something, or fetus light infusion or something like that. But anyway, let's go to the light ship, everybody. So here we go. Going up, bringing up your animal, pets, flowers, tree, garden, plants. And if you're listening to an archive, then you'll feel peace energy. And you need to be live on the BBS program to go to the light ship. So you get peace energy in its place. So here we go. We're going up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we'll start off right away going into the food court. We're all running there and getting our little birthday hats and everything else that we have. Checking out the cake and ice cream and desserts and juices and whatever they have up there that people would normally eat, humans. And we'll get, maybe they got some chopped up mousse up there. They have anything that you like? Yeah, chocolate ganache. Yeah, anything you want, Kathy?
Well, let's see. I like lemon meringue pie.
Okay. So here we go, everybody. So you're all now choosing what you like to have, and it's all small portions, size of a pencil eraser, but you can get a magnifying glass, and it looks like it's really big to satisfy you. And you can get the drizzle one and the hot fudge and the chocolate and the nuts and the ice cream and whipped cream and whatever else you'd like on top of your thing with a little candle maybe. And here we go. We're singing happy birthday to everybody, and we're now going to have our dessert and eat it. So here we go. Having it now, you might feel yourself getting full, might even feel the taste in your mouth. And I think a lot of people, they find their saliva changing. And they go, wow, this is kind of strange. Well, you're up there physically. You're having this. So, of course, your saliva will change. So having it now. And also, you might want to have seconds and thirds or even try something else. So this is your choice now. So just enjoy the birthday party. And the light beings are singing happy birthday to everybody. And we're enjoying that wonderful energy. You might feel the energy running through your whole body. And we got a couple people that are listed here for birthdays. We got Marie and Sharina, so happy birthday to you. There may be other people too, but those I have listed here in front of me, so happy birthday. And let's go to the hot tub room. And we can still be here having ice cream, so if you, and cake and whatever. So if you want to have more, you can. You're still in the same room for as long as you choose to be there. And let's go to the room that has the rainforest energy. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go to another location. And we'll go to where they have zebras. That's one of the requests here. So zebras. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's all go back into the food court here. And since Sharina's from Hawaii, they have coconuts there, I'm sure, maybe. And also, what do you call mangoes. What else do they have there?
Pineapple.
Pineapple, yeah, there we go. So let's have some special things like that for dessert also. So we'll have that right now, your choice. And here we go. Might even be some other type of special maybe fruit that's there also in Hawaii, and we'll have that now. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's now go into the room that has the dolphins and the whales, and they all get along with each other, but each one is separate here. And there's only three of each, so we can enjoy these two different water, mammals here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And somebody still wants tadpoles. They like tadpoles. Okay, so here we go, little tadpoles. And we'll go to where little baby frogs are too. So stronger, and request your healing. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go to the room that has the little newts. They're very, very pretty. So here they come. Very slow, very cute. So with the probably maybe orange bellies on them. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into the magic conception. I can't think how I could do that for people. So that wouldn't be one that I could probably do, I'm trying to think. So, but we'll go into the room that has little kittens. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we have people that like horses, so we'll go to where the little ponies. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I think somebody asked to have buffaloes a while back. So let's go into the room with the buffaloes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into a room that is used for healing for our skin. So we're going to this room right now. And here we go. If you have any skin concerns, request healing now. We're going into this location. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And the last room will be where they have the floating magnets. This is what we go to a lot on the 8-hour conference calls. So here we go, floating magnet energies. So look like little donuts. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll come back from the light ship now. And we can go into the food court again and get extra dessert if we wish. And doing that now. Coming back with our pets and animals, flower, tree, garden, plants, coming back down. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, Kathy, I'll turn it back over to you.
Oh, that was a great trip to the lightship, Ron. Oh, I could really taste those desserts, or at least maybe I think I did. I can see other people seem to have tasted them. Manny says he tasted some orange, chocolate orange cake. And Nikki says she had light forest cake. Sounds so good. So we really appreciate that visit and the birthday party and birthday blessings to Sharina and Nikki and anyone else who had a January birthday.
Great.
Gives us a chance to congregate over at the food court and get some healing as well. So right before we went to the lightship, Ron, you had asked for some people to share their observations as to how they felt at 10 o'clock Pacific time when the Earth energy was due to leave. And so here are some of the comments.
That'd be 10 o'clock anybody's time. So but go ahead.
Okay.
That's good.
Oh, okay. Was it anyone's time? Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Clock, that way it would be very consistent. So at 10 o'clock a.m. is when it switched
when,
over.
At
so,
their time. Okay.
Yeah, so wherever you live, it's 10 o'clock. Yeah.
Okay, sure. All right. So I'll just read quickly here. Nikki says, yes, I felt it leave. She sent that email I just read. And then Barbara said, she felt it all night long until 10 a.m., and then she missed it when it left. It was very strong, yet gentle. And let's see, Natalie says at about 9 a.m. Eastern, it left. It was also very gentle. SD says at 10:43. That's exact. SD felt I had dropped off a cliff.
Oh, no.
yeah, missed it. I guess they miss it. Larry says this energy never left him. It's still here. Marcy says the energy felt very good before she went to bed. And so I think that's about it for now. But thank you, everybody, for offering your experience there. So that was a very special evening, and not very often does Ron do that, and do we ever have occasion. And no, Ron's in the moment, and it came up, and through a sponsored call through Nikki, and it was a very special time. So good to talk about it and share and observe, because Earth Spirit is here, and we want to all feel that. We want to all be part of that, part of us. And also it will help us prepare for the upcoming ascension when we are due to leave this planet, which we're looking forward to. So while we were on the lightship, Ron, a question came in on the CLS questions at yahoo.com regarding the source energies. And so maybe we could talk about this a little bit more before we end the show. They're looking forward to feeling relaxed and peaceful, heart open, warmth and tingles. They understand that. You said just now that we're going to be feeling more awakened. This kind of spirit is a more of an awakening, alive feeling to ourselves. And so they're just wondering if the energies each month feel different from each other, and do they even have a feeling at all?
That's a good question.
Would we notice the feeling?
You probably won't really notice it that much. You might be able to catch on to some of the energies, but remember, it's going to be a transition from one energy to another. So it should be fairly smooth and even. So it's not as if, you know, when the end of the month comes, you're going to wake up and feel a completely different energy that's maybe contrary to what you had before. It should be flowing very nicely from one month to the next. But I have had people who can definitely feel the changes of the energies as each month would go on. I would probably venture to say that you would probably feel it more maybe, I'm just guessing here, like the first week. So it may take a while to slowly change energies, and I would think that the first week would be when it would be coming in probably the strongest to do what it has to do for that particular month time, where maybe the first week might be the transitional energy. So, but yeah, if anybody out there has felt it over the years being on the calls, maybe you could type in something on how you've experienced that just briefly. You know, if it was a slow transition for you, and if the 1 week seems to be correct. I know there's people that have been, you know, watching last month's energies, and some people have commented that they did feel like the Earth was going to be lost. Somebody sent me an email about that. Last year when we did it, they kind of sensed, what I can kind of briefly recall, is that they sensed that the Earth would not be here 1 year, which would be a year after we did the call. So that would be where we are now, that the Earth did not exist, and they were right. So very interesting. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, I wanted to read the email that came in from Nikki, who sponsored the show last night. Was it a continuation of the sponsored show? She says, the whole time of spirit being here, I was very happy and excited to be here. This morning, while I was driving into a city, I started crying uncontrollably. That was a bit unusual. She checked the time, and it was 9:40 a.m., and then she realized that the Earth spirit was leaving. So she thought it was going to leave at 10. So it took her 30 minutes to come back into balance, but she did. Oh, boy. Went too fast for you, huh, Nikki? So I can relate to that, too. Seems like some things are just going too fast. And maybe their spirit felt like it was as well. Or maybe something else could have been happening to Nikki at that time where she felt the Earth spirit was leaving. But I know that Nikki's been listening to you for a long time, Ron, and she knows how to do the clearings, and she's done released many blockages. So we appreciate your writing in, Nikki, and also giving all the rest of us this opportunity to feel the Earth spirit so keenly. And so what you're saying, Ron, about the source energies is that basically, the source energies are from true light, source energy, and they're included in the online clearings to a certain degree because they are made of the light, and our bodies will enjoy and resonate with this energy, and could feel maybe even harmonics. Is that possible?
Yeah, you probably feel, you probably will get a lot of healing, too, just by being on the call tomorrow. So if you don't know what it's about, it's $20, and you're on a conference call line, and we bring in the energies. And the last hour, we do 7 containers of water for charging. Now, if you happen to be absentee and you're listening, then just put your waters up, mark them 1 through 7, maybe put them side by side on a counter or kitchen table or something, and when we do the water charging, they'll be charged up for you. So just, you know, if you want, you can even send me a little email if you need to about being absentee, but normally everybody has the situation under control when we do this here because the light beings know when you pay for it who you are. So you probably won't have any real clearings going on, so I wouldn't look at this as a clearing call to have energies released out of you like we normally have on the calls. It'll just be for you to experience the new upcoming energies coming in. And so you may want to do the Be Here Now clearing before that. Like I said, do the maybe the 2000 Year of Darkness clearing. That could help you out to get rid of some more of your stuff that you know nothing about that may be attached to you. They wish to do that. And, you know, maybe even if you have, you know, something going on with your weather around you, maybe do the gray sky clearing. But the whole thing is just to know what's going on next year, or this year, I should say, and how you can probably use your manifestations that you want to, you know, use to bring forth something new in your life. So, let's...
Good suggestion, Ron. If I may, some suggestions people sent in for things that they had manifested were, first of all, more self-empowerment and more creativity in their life, maybe even a different career or a different job. Some people had realized they had been in jobs that made them feel very robotic once they understood what the robotic energy was about. So they wanted to do something different now, get out of that job that's kind of repetitious or kind of robotic feeling. Of course, some people wanted more money and also more time to do clearings and to enjoy their money and creativity. Those some good things, you know. Some wrote down they wanted to end the trauma and the suffering that they see around them. They just don't want to see that anymore. Some say they wanted more, in addition to more peace, of course, awaken more to themselves, but definitely a big one was freedom of choice. And that's what we always talk about on this program, on VBS Radio, Creation Light Ship Healing. We always talk about freedom of choice, free will, free choice, and peace. So this program and the call tomorrow, the teleconference call, will be probably one of the best, quickest ways to, you know, get ourselves set up for that for the rest of the year. So I personally found it to be very rewarding, and it's something that I just stayed conscious of. Didn't have high expectations because that's judgment. I just enjoy the moment and trust that it's going to happen. And for me, some great things did happen. Maybe even some better than I expected. So, again, we just let the energy run through our spirit and to our body, and it's great for healing, and it helps us out with our other healings besides. We really want to take the time to enjoy this manifestation of light within us, and we can expect to feel them during the year. We will feel very peaceful. We can expect that for sure. So we'll get our water ready, 7 bottles, and have our light being up. We'll try to do as many of the clearings as Ron suggested, just to clear out the old stuff, and then we'll be ready. Also, Ron suggests on the email he sent us to call in about 10 minutes early. Very good idea to check in. So that's really good. Now, we got one more comment here, Ron, on the clsquestions@yahoo.com regarding the Earth Spirit Energy reaction. It's from Pat. Pat says, I felt a bit of heaviness. Maybe it's from more spirit. Then became very tired. I wondered if someone wasn't courting me to try to attach to the energy. So I ran a courting clearing. Then I fell asleep and slept well. Any comments on that, Ron?
Well, that could be a possibility. Maybe something out there or something. Maybe... saw the energy and wanted to attach to the energy, which is being run through you. So that could be a possibility. Nothing is probably not possible with the alien stuff out here. And it could even be maybe an entity floating around wanting more energy. So that could be true. So what you might look at I'm just thinking of people might ask, you know, what do I do during the call? You just sit there. If you can bring the light beam up on your screen, that'd be great. And remember, you to have something manifest in your life, you somehow need to be that energy, okay? So I'll say it a different way. Let's just say that you want to be more peaceful. So you have to become peace. You have to know peace. You have to be actually, you know, the maker of peace inside of yourself. So you want to release from you all that is not peace, okay? So if your affirmation was that you wanted to be peaceful, I could use the word maybe being out of trauma or whatever, but we'll just use the word peaceful. So you want to become more peaceful by the end of the year. Then as you're listening to the call and the energies come in, maybe look and see maybe what some of your issues are and what month could help you with those issues. So you may want to do some homework since the call is starting, you know, at least my time, 1 o'clock, and other, you know, time frames typically would be later unless you're in Hawaii. But you do have some time to look at that and maybe look and see what issues you have. So instead of looking at it as, oh, yeah, I want this golden pot at the end of the rainbow in December, look at it as, how do I get to that, okay? What's blocking me? And then find out, you know, what particular heading you have for that blockage. Typically, could be maybe fear of being peaceful. So then find out what month would be best for you to work on fear, to have fear released from you, okay? So you might look at it that way, as little stepping stones for each month. And, you know, you may, you know, get what you're looking for maybe in February. But I'm just looking at it as, we'll just say, a year process. Not that that's needed. But do look and see what your issues are and find out how to clear those issues out of your life and what month would be best for you to do that. And then naturally, as you get the issues cleared, then you may feel better because you're more empowered, because what's preventing you from having what you're looking for is the negativity, the darkness, the energy, the mind energy holding you into a given pattern or inside of your box. So find out how to get out of your box. What's preventing that? So that's one way to kind of look at it, because somebody else out there may already be where you are. And to them, it's natural. Well, they may have already worked on those issues, or they never had them to begin with. So everything is possible. So look at that. Everything is possible if you can clear away your blockages that's preventing you from having what you're desiring now, okay? So that's how I would look at this call tomorrow, and to see how you can use the energy to catapult yourself forward, so that at the very end of whatever you're doing, you will end up with what you're trying to manifest. So back to you, Kathy.
Yeah, so this is just a very personal experience for each of us. And some people are already starting to think about what they want to manifest or what they want to be free of, and then go from there. AB asks you, Ron, if he wants prosperity, might he or she need to clear poverty first?
Yeah, that is correct. I would probably, if it was me and you were to ask me that on a show, I would say go into the self-empowerment clearing. There's 38 issues there, because one of those might be preventing you from having that. And I think it's $50 for 6 weeks. And start clearing out that, because that's one way to get a whole bunch of mileage under your belt. And it'll get rid of a lot of stuff that might be preventing you from having that. Now remember, prosperity may not be money, okay? So you have to realize it's a different word. So if you want to have more income, that would typically be, I would say, probably money, okay? Or even the word income, where prosperity might be, you know, you might be very prosperous having more friends, but it may not help you out having money, okay? So you have to look at what you really are looking for. Although we do have a prosperity, I think, bundle online too, which, you know, helps you out toward maybe getting blockages released for money. But, you know, look at it as what the word actually is. What does it mean to you, okay? Another word could be wealth. Well, what does wealth mean, okay? So, and do you have a blockage on wealth? You don't know, typically, because you don't have it. You're not there. So if you're not there, that means that you have a blockage. But you may not know what the blockage is. But find different words that kind of relate to where you want to go to, what you want to have. And write those words down and see what month you may want to use to clear out that particular word to give you some more added benefit from the energies coming in. So, back to you, Kathy.
So that was the, you mentioned the clearing, was it the self-empowerment clearing? Yes, it has all those possibilities. And AB, you can just go right to the poverty part, clear that. If you don't have enough time to do, you know, other things. There's also people asking me about their physical health. So for that, Ron, would you recommend the Body Jumpstart Special, which has a lot of different clearings in it, including the magnetic and twisted body alignment clearing?
Yeah, I'd say if you have that, yes, maybe, you know, on down the road here. I'm just looking at what they can
later.
Later. But, yeah, you want to become what you want to turn into. That's the way you have to look at it, okay? So that always helps to get there. You can't always get exactly what you want because you could say, like, I like beautiful women or I love handsome men. Doesn't mean that you can become that, you know, because you like it so much.
Yeah.
But, you know, with regular daily issues that we have, we can release that. Or maybe you want to have a darker color skin because you're fish belly white, you know. Well, you can't always do that. Maybe, you know, having a suntan might help you. But, you know, there's things that, you know, we're born with and we can't change. But we can change issues. And everybody has their little issue. So if you can find out what the issue is and get those keywords that attach to the issue, then you may want to look at the call that way as well. This is a great opportunity to see what energy for a particular month can really catapult me and help me release this issue from me. So I know our time is over now. I'm running a little bit over, I think. So next BBS program is on Monday at 4 o'clock. Pacific time, and then we have another program after that, and we'll be talking to you about that on Monday. So hopefully you're all on the call tomorrow. It'll be a lot of fun, and we'll see you later, everybody. Thank you, Kathy, and happy
birthday.
Good night.
Blessing.
Bye, everybody.